Dr.
Lasash,
long time no see you. I've been missing you.
Guillermo Porras is a patient at the South Miami Health Center. He says he'd been trying to get in touch with his doctor for a week.
My concern is my prescription medicine for the prostate has been stopped because of a lack of authorization from the clinic.
Porras says he makes money by selling items online on eBay and Amazon. He pays his doctor's office on a sliding scale. After Hurricane Irma, the South Miami Health Center was closed for 5 days because of power outages. There is the main health center further south that was opened the day after Hurricane Irma. It's powered by a generator. But this one doesn't have a generator. That meant waiting for Florida Power and Light. Patients were being rerouted to the other open clinics, but Porras didn't get that message. And even though the South Miami Center is open now, on this day, it was operating without any internet service. So his primary care physician, Dr. Marie-Olette Seloge, instructs a nurse to call the West Perrine office for his medical history.
Yeah, so if you can call the center also for, he's here also for his annual. So if they can check for me if his annual is due, so that we can do that. And all of his medicine with the dosage and whatever that he needs, so we can refill everything for
no
him.
Problem, dog. I find out for you.
Because of a federal mandate, health records have to be stored digitally. Dr. Seloge and nurses can't just pull out a file from a cabinet to see her patient's medical history. She also needs access to those records to refill prescriptions.
Some of those patients, like yesterday, we have one of them that's been out of his insulin for a few days.
And not having your insulin, even for a few days, can lead to serious health problems.
For the diabetes also, it depends how long they stay without their medicine. Blood sugar can rise, they can go into coma and all of these complications.
The center in South Miami is part of the Community Health of South Florida Network. Broads Hartley is the CEO. He says since the health center opened in 1971, access has been central to its mission. It was founded in response to segregation. Black residents in South Miami-Dade had few neighborhood health options.
She would frequently say, "I'm tired of these children dying on the way to Jackson Memorial Hospital."
She is Doris Eisen, a Black woman and farm worker with a third-grade education who became one of the center's founders.
The only place they could get service would be to travel all the way to Main Jackson downtown, and about 45 miles from far south Dade, and some of them did die on the way to Jackson Memorial Hospital.
Hartley says the South Miami-Dade communities the Health Collective was set up to help are still vulnerable.
We are the safety net provider in this area, and we take that very seriously.
When the health center in South Miami reopened after Hurricane Irma, Guillermo Porras was finally able to get what he needed to get his prescription refill.
So we just contact one of our centers. So they give us a list of your medicine, and your annual physical is due. Okay, so we're going to do it today too, and refill your medicine. Okay. And then we order all your lab also. Okay?
Excellent. All right. Really appreciate it very much.
All of the 11 health centers that make up the Community Health of South Florida are now open, including the one in Marathon. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.